News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
And as we've been hearing, Ukraine has agreed a 30-day ceasefire proposal, while the US Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the ball is now in Russia's court to accept that deal. Ina Sovsun is a Ukrainian MP. She's with us on the line. Good morning, Ina.
Good morning to you.
How is this going down in Ukraine, the prospect of a ceasefire, and what is the expectation of what Russia will do next?
Well, look, nobody wants the stopping of the fire more than Ukrainians do. It's us who is living under constant attacks, be it on the front line or on cities far away from the front line. So, of course, we want the ceasefire. We want peace, long, stable peace for our country. The problem is that we have very little trust that Putin will actually agree to that. And based on some preliminary rumors that are circulating, he's not agreeing to that ceasefire. So I think nobody has the hopes high. Everybody just waiting as to what is going to happen. But I think realistically, we keep in mind that we might need to continue the fighting for quite some time.
One of the challenges you have is that the Americans are now backing this. We saw what happened in the Oval Office with President Zelensky. Now it's back to Russia to make a decision. If Russia says no to the ceasefire, what do you expect the Americans to do?
That is the great question indeed, because we have seen how persistent they might be when negotiating with allies and how tough they can be in getting what they want from their allies. So now the big question is, can they be as tough when negotiating with the aggressor state? That's a big question. As of right now, there were some hints from the administration of Donald Trump that they might severely increase the sanctions, but that's yet to be determined. So they might also take a very significant steps in terms of significantly increasing the military aid to Ukraine. That, I think, is their negotiating card that Mr. Trump likes to mention so much. So those options are all on the table. Okay. But given that we still don't understand the end game for President Trump, what is it that he wants to achieve, it's very difficult for us to predict what he might do next.
Finally, Ina, is there an acceptance in Ukraine now that the country will have to cede part of its southeastern territory to Russia as part of a permanent peace?
There is growing acceptance that we probably will not be able to get it back in the near future. There's very little acceptance to the idea that we might be forced to legally cede the territory. It is part of the Constitution that the territory, though, it's defined there. And legally ceding it to Russians is going to be a blow both to Ukraine, but also to the global world order. If that is will happen to Ukraine, what is there to stop it happening from in any other countries because some neighbor chooses to do so?
Okay. Ina Sovsun, Ukrainian MP and deputy leader of the Holos Party. Thank you very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.